With KAZU News, I'm Krista Omenzon. Today's testimony of Judge Brett Kavanaugh and Dr. Christine Blasey Ford before the Senate Judiciary Committee had many glued to their radios, TVs, and phones. For some, today was an empowering moment for victims of sexual assault. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports from Santa Cruz.
I thought she was tremendously courageous.
Yeah. Nearly 70 men and women turned out to support Dr. Ford. They held signs and several wrote, "I believe Christine," on their palms. The group gathered at Santa Cruz's town clock. That's about an hour's drive from where Dr. Ford teaches at Palo Alto University. She has accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault when they were teenagers. The rally took place right after Dr. Ford's testimony wrapped up. Political activist Bettina Aptaker spoke at the event. She's a feminist studies professor at UC Santa Cruz.
I think she was beautiful. I was moved to tears because she's so frightened. And when someone is, that's courage. Courage is when you're really frightened and you do it anyway.
Women's March Santa Cruz organized Thursday's rally. Organizers say sister groups from across the country held similar ones, including one last night in Monterey. They came out to say they believe victims of sexual assault. Santa Cruz rally attendee J.B. Brown hopes more women feel safe to share their stories.
I hope that at the end of today that more women across this country and across the world feel like there is an opportunity now to talk about their experiences.
In Santa Cruz, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.